You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we brought you stories from Corvallis, Oregon, a college town that's trying to turn itself into a startup hub. Doing that is harder than it looks, but Corvallis is not the only city trying. Over the next 2 weeks, our sister show, Marketplace Tech, is running a series on tech hubs. What works, what doesn't, and what the future holds for tech-friendly cities. Host Ben Johnson joins me from Phoenix, or should I say the Silicon Desert? No, actually, I'm not going to say that. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So tell me a little bit about what a, you know, nascent tech hub looks and feels like.
Yeah. So in the past year or so, I've been to a lot of cities that believe they are or would like to be the next big tech hub, whether it's Kansas City, Durham, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, here in Phoenix this week. They all look and feel very different, but they've all got a lot of boosters in local government, local entrepreneurs who want to make their companies and their cities great, and a lot of energy. Usually that energy is around building new things, whether we're talking about building apps or physical spaces in neighborhoods that feed into creating the kind of community that maybe someday creates the next billion-dollar company.
You're describing a lot of commonalities, but I imagine there are other ingredients that help go from sort of, we want to be a tech hub, to, hey, we're successfully doing this.
Totally. A lot of it feels like trying to catch lightning in a bottle, but we started to get a sense of basically like three common ingredients. So government support, not just for like ribbon cutting ceremonies, but when it comes to regulation, collaboration, and policy. This can mean tax breaks for moving your company downtown. It can mean allowing for testing of self-driving cars, for instance, that they've been doing here in Phoenix. You also need access to venture capital. This is one of the really challenging ingredients because the vast majority of VC money is just simply in Boston, New York, and Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And then I would also say homegrown talent is also really important. And that usually comes from local universities and colleges that kind of have to be around in order for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that we saw in Corvallis. They're trying to build a lot of this stuff around Oregon State. So shifting to Phoenix, where you are, what's it like? How is it doing on this list of metrics that it takes to, you know, make this happen?
Phoenix is a really big city already. There's solar happening here. You, I'm sure, have heard of the company GoDaddy. That is based here, the website building company. Another ingredient that I think is really important is these aspiring tech hubs need to be a place where talent wants to be or wants to stay, Lizzie. Because in the tech world, there's a ton of competition for talent, as you know. So either a city needs to attract talent by being known as a great place to live, or it needs to have enough going on that local people aren't just going to try to get to a bigger, better tech hub somewhere else. So Lizzie, this week we went to meet and see a bunch of Arizona State University students actually pitch startup projects in an entrepreneurship class, and I can play some tape from that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
We are Student Solutions, and welcome to the future of the way college works and the way that we interact with class time.
This was a class of, I think, around 100 students. They're all broken out into teams, and they all had their own startups that they were pitching. And it was really interesting to see that in the college setting. We talked to a couple of students after class, and one of the people that we talked to, his name was Fez Khan. And he doesn't come from Phoenix, but he compared Phoenix a little bit to his actual home.
I mean, I'm from Silicon Valley, so it's obviously pretty big there, and I'm from that culture. So coming here and seeing people develop technologies and new things, it's kind of like seeing another Silicon Valley starting to develop in Phoenix. So it's really cool.
So let's say this succeeds, right? And there are little tech hubs in all these different places. Mm. What happens then? Do we see some of the problems of Silicon Valley just play out in other places, or spin forward 50 years and then all the tech jobs go away and someone tries to figure out the new thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to predict the future, right? But, you know, for one, I would say, you know, Silicon Valley has its name because it really was all about making chips, right?
Yeah.
And all of these different tech hubs are really different, you know, they're different places with different kinds of tech industries in them. So I don't think we're going to see sort of carbon copies in that way. But the right real estate is key for aspiring tech hubs, and old factories and warehouses are really being filled up by startups all over the country. I don't think we're going to see tech hubs become the new manufacturing towns necessarily, but are startups around the country comparable to the Industrial Revolution, what's happening right now in this space? There has to be a bunch of doctoral theses out on that already, Lizzie, and probably many more.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech and our Codebreaker podcast, thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie.